This is Spoken by Elswith, a Femdom Hypnosis podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe. Plus, visit my website for sessions too intense to be included here. Visit my Patreon to collect your free codes for sessions. Hello, dears. Today is your due date. This is when you are set to be released from your chastity sentence. Are you excited? Well, perhaps not completely excited yet. It can be at best uncomfortable and at worst just downright painful to really show how much you're anticipating this. A quick word for those who don't know what I'm referring to. The last podcast session I released here on YouTube, Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you have happened to find me today, it was the beginning of a week in chastity. You might get some benefit out of listening to today's session, even if you didn't start there. But the intention is that you listen to that session first and come back here next week. Does this describe you? Then you know what you're supposed to do. Go on. Go enjoy yourself. You deserve the fullest experience. And before we release you, just a quick reminder. These two sessions are part of a 7-session series. Gosh, I love all of these S sounds all squeezed together. I honestly have no idea why I sometimes do this to myself. I will find when I write something that when it comes back around time to recording it, I will rewrite it with, you know, that trusty thesaurus, just to skip the stupid alliteration. Because I have no idea why do I do this to myself, because I am not a masochist. 7-session series. She sells seashells, sassafras, sweater dresses. Before we release you, remember that on the website, Spoken by Elswith, in the shop, you can instantly download these 2 sessions to use whenever you please. Plus, and I know you will love these because I know others have loved these. Plus, the 5 additional sessions with a range of teasing, denial, and encouragement. You can play them in any order, even at random. There's lots of fun ways to play. Of course, if you want to just come back here to the podcast or YouTube every weekend, I don't mind. You just have to promise to do the YouTube stuff, the podcast stuff. Every time you interact in some way with a podcast, it helps that trusty algorithm for me to be found. And the more people that find me, I promise, doesn't mean less attention for you. It just means more writing and more playtime together. So go on, subscribe, click like, rate, do the bell thing, leave a comment as well. Okay, now here's the moment that you've been waiting for all week. Oh, hold up a moment. I am going to wait 20 seconds for you to do the thing. Like, subscribe, hit the bell, rate, comment. You can even comment with a number between 0 and 20. This is a supplementary session of the 7-Day Chastity Program, spoken by Elswith. Only you know if this file is what you're supposed to be listening to right now. But if you haven't recently listened to the introductory session, then you're likely supposed to have started there. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. This rhythm is good and easy and natural for you. You remember your last walk. You remember how far you were able to go using these techniques, just as I suggested. And you know that listening to me, obeying me, and following my suggestions, it's going to work just as it always has. You know where you are going. You are on a journey for me. And in the distance is the peak that you've been walking towards. It could be that you're almost at that peak. It could be that this time you will reach the summit. Be within spitting distance of it. For now, choose a spot that you can see in the near distance, and know that your goal for this stretch of your walk is just going to be to make it to that spot. That's where you know that a deep sense of accomplishment and a desire to rest and relax is going to wash over you. And this is where you will take the time to listen to me and take on the suggestions that I have for you. I am going to count down from 5 to 0. As each of these numbers passes you by, you will get closer to the point you're aiming for. When I reach 0, you will reach that goal. And as each of these numbers is spoken, starting with 5 and going down to 0, you will settle more into the rhythm of walking, climbing at this perfect rhythm. It becomes easier to keep going, even as you get more and more tired from exertion. You know that when you reach your goal, you can rest, and that you will feel that perfect exhaustion at the perfect time. 5. As you walk, you can hear a nearby stream trickling. You're sure that the water is crystal clear and cool. You can imagine how it might feel to dip your fingers down into the water. You haven't walked so long that your feet are aching, but if you had been walking for hours at this steady, manageable pace, it would feel so good to walk through the water right now. 4. You know the path that's laid out ahead of you. You know that it's been walked many times before, but you also know that you are the only one walking it right now. This is a good and comforting thought. You are alone and can be at peace. You can know that all you have to do is take one step at a time and get closer, closer to your destination, this relaxing state of trance that you're seeking. Three. There's a calm breeze slightly blowing. If you focus on this breeze, you can notice that it's blowing from behind you, and it's easy to imagine that it's urging you onwards. You can see the grasses, the odd flowering plant, perhaps heathers. The occasional solitary tree leans forward with you. You want to keep walking. Keep climbing upwards to the point you've picked in the distance. Keep going. Two. You know that the sense of accomplishment and the state of trance, the state of relaxation that you're marching towards, is so close now. Focus on your breathing. Know that it is helping you. Know that the oxygen you're taking with each breath in is feeding the muscles in your legs, letting them keep steadily approaching the state of trance that you desire. One. And each breath out, the air you breathe out is whipped away in front of you by this gentle breeze. You're getting so close now. You're doing such a good job. You've walked so far, and a perfect spot to rest is just ahead. Zero. Good. I'm so proud of you. You've made it to the perfect place, the destination you picked for yourself, and the hypnotic trance that you've wanted is your perfect reward. Now that you're here, you can keep breathing steadily. You can reflect on how far you've come. You can think about the rest of the journey that's in front of you. Perhaps it's close to finished. And the most rewarding part of the journey is here. Allow only good feelings to wash over you, to pour over you. A cascade of positivity is your reward, because I think you know, the journey that you set out upon has come to an end. I don't want you to think that this moment is about gratification of release, as in climax. This is about the gratification of release, as in freedom. I'm proud of what you've done. You've done it for yourself, perhaps, or for me, or some mix of both. Whatever your exact motivation, I am proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself. If some tiny part of yourself says that this was a small accomplishment, you can easily ignore that voice right now. Allow only pride to pour over you. If some tiny part of yourself says that this was a selfish act, that this was just pleasure seeking. You can take on those thoughts and those words. You can allow pride to pour over you all the same. You have been good and patient for some number of days, perhaps 7. Perhaps you've gotten lucky and it's only been 24 hours of steeling yourself with my help. Perhaps you've gone much, much longer through fate or circumstance or patience. But now the time has come for me to release you from all the suggestions I left in your mind when we started your journey. I gave you the tool of foresight. I told you that the view from the top of the mountain at the end of your journey would be wonderful. Knowledge comes with an unshakable weight that has burdened you, but I will bear it for the last part of your journey. You are free from my suggestions that you be patient. I gave you the tool of togetherness. I told you that I wanted this game for my own reasons, that it thrills me to have you play this way. But I don't want you to consider my pleasure right now. Your journey has been long, and you deserve your reward. You are free from my suggestions that you endure. I gave you the tool of positivity. I told you that this journey would be a good and an easy one, and that it would be a pleasure in its own right. But no matter how important the journey, the destination is still important. You are free from my suggestions that you abstain. Look behind you at the path that you've taken. You almost certainly have one or two prominent memories from the experience. Maybe there was a time that you were feeling very desperate. Perhaps I was teasing you and you found it hard to resist. Perhaps your will was waning and you have to make use of all your tools to press on. You might see times like this as a peak or a valley, and either perception is correct. I'm proud of your fortitude, and you should be too. Maybe there was a time that you realized how easy your journey was becoming. Perhaps you were distracted by something far more productive than playing with yourself, or just indulging in a more wholesome leisure activity. Maybe that realization, it added to your frustration, and I hope it did. When you're aware that you're being denied, that's when I'm enjoying myself the most. Now that you are unencumbered, take only this suggestion with you. Once you awaken from trance, you will be eager. You will be hungry. Once I lift you back out of this state of hypnosis, you will be aroused. You will be excited. I hope this means that you will be able to find sweet relief quickly. Actually, I know that it means you will be able to find that relief. I promise that this means you've played the game flawlessly. When you do take the final step in this journey, you can relive the full pleasure of this entire journey all at once, because it is one experience. Now comes the time to awaken from hypnotic trance so you can enjoy the final step. I'm going to count back up to five, just like your little walk that you certainly remember, but in reverse. 0, 1. You can breathe in any way that seems right, and you can feel the state of trance already starting to lift. 2, 3. You are satisfied with everything that has happened here, and you know that it is close to the time that you must awaken. 4, 5. Fully awake for me now, and ready for whatever is next. Good. Well done. Okay, I know you're excited. You have something you need to go take care of. I have lots of fun things you could listen to while you do that. And if you want to go it alone, I don't blame you. I'm just glad I was able to put the burning desire in your head and your heart. But once you're finished, please consider clicking the link in the description. There's a Google form that's just looking to capture your experiences with this session. It's going to help me work out how to make more sessions like this one in the future. That's something that we can all agree is a good thing, right? Okay, that's all. Go on now. You've been a good boy. You can have your little treat.